Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norma. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norma.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Spirituality 101, the Missing College Course. And we're so happy that you have chosen to join us today as we explore this topic of reprogramming your life with light and sound. We know that you have many options available to you for your listening pleasure, and therefore I am particularly touched that you have chosen to spend the next hour with me as we explore those topics, those ideas, those resources that will help us to expand the consciousness, speed up our vibrations, expand our intelligence, grow spirituality, and become more passionate, compassionate, as well as engaging our inner peace. Here at Spirituality 101, I want to remind you that we are not hung up at all on the path to spiritual growth and development that you may have chosen, because we believe here at Spirituality 101 that all roads lead home, and that when we step our foot on a path, if we step our feet on a path with the intention to find and discover and unearth truth wherever we may find it, then whatever the path may be, it will lead to growth, understanding, wisdom, and knowledge. It is not so much how much research we do, I believe. It is not so much how much material we gather, but rather whether or not we are ready and willing and able to walk the talk, to turn the research material into everyday living. And so here at Spirituality 101, one of the things that I am hoping to do for you is to simplify this thing called spirituality. It is to be able to take centuries of wisdom that have come down to us through the ages and simplify those ideals and those ideas so that we can incorporate it into our everyday living. And so today we are going to be talking about how to reprogram your life. I think I should let you know that I am the founder and director of a small company called Reprogram Your Life, LLC. And we provide services to people right now who are wrestling with, challenged by substance abuse intervention. And so part of what I do on the planet is to help people to get in touch with themselves and to get to the root of addiction and to use what I call a psycho-spiritual approach to making the way back to the true identity. And so that's a part of what I do on the planet. And so this topic of reprogramming your life with light and sound is one that I have spent many, many years not only studying, not only experiencing in my own spiritual journey, but working on an everyday basis with people who are challenged by substance abuse, folks who are challenged by what they term as being stuck, and to find simple spiritual ways to allow them to release the limitation within. And I have found that sound and light combined together is a powerful, powerful intervention that helps us to change the natural order of things. So, let me start off by giving you the word or the thought for the day. And the thought for today comes from Deepak Chopra, someone who I admire tremendously as a spiritual teacher upon the planet. He has impacted my life tremendously. And this comes from his book, Quantum Healing, when he says, if you are used to thinking that the DNA is a blueprint that cannot be changed, then you need to think again. If you are used to thinking about the DNA as a blueprint that cannot be changed, then he's asking that you rethink again, because it is certainly not static, and it can certainly be impacted by sound and light. And that's what we'll be talking about today. Now, when I talk about light, first of all, I want to make it clear that we're not talking about the artificial lighting that kind of lights up the space around us, but rather we are turning our attention to the inner light. You've heard me, perhaps, if you've been listening on the show for a while, you have heard me say that I really believe the statement I'm about to give to you, that love is divine, God is love. And love, when it hits the density of the earth, turns into light. So we're talking about that inner light that we all carry. We're talking here about the light of the universe that is available to us all if we go through some simple practices that allows us to access it. We're talking about eternal light. We're talking about divine light. We're talking about divinity that dwells within us and is expressed as light. If you have worked at all in brain research, it's always fascinating to see when you expose humans, the human brain, to certain levels of sound, well-orchestrated sound. You can chart on a graph the many, many places in the brain that begins to light up as it is exposed to a series of chords and harmony and melody. And I'd like to invite you to thinking about that in a way that that is also possible when we talk about, when we begin to talk about impacting the DNA of the human physique. So we're not talking about artificial lighting. We are, in fact, talking about the inner divine universal light that is, in fact, unconditional love. So, where do we begin in the task of using light and sound to bring about transformation at many, many levels? First of all, we have to become I have to make it very clear that awareness is the key. Awareness is truly, truly the first key in spiritual growth. We cannot fix anything in our lives. We cannot fix anything that needs to be fixing unless we become aware. And so engaging in meditation practices that allows us to be still and allows us to listen into the divine silence is one of the major keys to becoming aware. Because we live in a world where there is much talk and much chatter. We live in a world where we spend a tremendous amount of time entertaining ourselves. And when we are seeking to rise to higher levels, it becomes necessary for us to engage silence. And meditation is the beginning, so beginning of that awareness. When we are serious about our growth and development, self-discovery tied into awareness becomes the key to helping us to sort out what is artificial, what is image, because we project many images into the world, and what, in fact, is hereditary, and getting all the way to the core of the matter, who we really are underneath all of that. And so one of the things that I try to promote in the world is get the body fit. The mind will follow and become focused. Attempt to get back into the natural rhythm. We each came into this world with a natural field of energy and a natural rhythm. And so the goal is to get back in stride with our natural rhythm, and I have suggested that walking or jogging in nature is one of those ways in which we begin to take back our stride and get back into our stride. In so doing, we begin to develop practices that will take us to a higher level of consciousness. Because our goal is to be able to impact that ancient saying that says, as above, so below. We've got blueprints above us from whence we came. We are carrying those blueprints inside of us. And awareness and self-discovery will take us directly to that place within where those blueprints can become very apparent. But it requires mastering meditation. It requires learning to do breath work so that we can breathe at multiple levels and allow the body to relieve itself of its stress so that we can be taken to the place of inner peace. And from that place, we can function at higher levels. So, get the body fit. Drink lots of water, practice meditation, practice breathing, spend time in nature, and begin the process of walking back into rhythm so that we can become more aware of what is taking place on the inside, and we can touch as above, so below. Don't go away. We'll be right back with this fascinating topic of how to reprogram your life with light and sound.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live Talk Radio, Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Shakespeare wrote, "There are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy." Most of us don't give a second thought to higher planes or our existence. Tune in to Sacred Song Reiki with host Priscilla Gale. The program is a journey into spiritual and mystical discovery that you may have never known before. You'll open your mind to enlightened consciousness and to dynamic powers of healing. Sacred Song Reiki airs every Saturday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Your online community for positive change. 7th Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and I am here today. This is a teaching session, and I hope you're out there with paper and pencil taking notes. And I am here today to talk about, share with you, this concept of how to reprogram your life using light and sound. Today it seems like I'm quoting Deepak Chopra quite a lot. I credit him with opening up many, many levels of my own spiritual growth. And in his book, Quantum Healing, I quote, he talks very much about ancient Indian teachings. And he reminds us of a verse from ancient teachings. It says, "Men and women are like two doves sitting in a cherry tree. One bird is eating of the fruit, while the other silently looks on. The bird who is the silent witness stands for that deep silence in everyone, which appears to be nothing at all, when in reality it is the origin of intelligence." That is so beautiful that I'm going to read that again. And again, I'm quoting from Deepak Chopra. "Men and women are like two doves sitting in a cherry tree. One bird is eating of the fruit, while the other silently looks on. The bird who is the silent witness stands for that deep silence in everyone, which appears to be nothing at all, when in reality, it is the origin of intelligence." In my own growth, I have had 7 very powerful, very strong, very humble, very beautiful spiritual teachers. And I have learned much sitting at their feet. But I often refer to one of those teachers who was a female. And I remembered by the time I discovered her, I had an entire notebook full of questions. Questions that I had started to record from the age of 12. And I would, initially I met with her once a week. And of course I would show up with my little notebook, and she looked at me one day, very patient woman. She looked at me one day and she says, "You have a tremendous amount of questions, don't you?" And I said, "Well, yes, I have been accumulating these from the age of 12. And she says, "Well, I've got an assignment for you. I am going to require, and notice she didn't say ask, because when you walk with serious spiritual teachers, they don't ask, they require. She says, I'm going to require you to hold 4 hours of silence every day. And I said, but how can I do that? I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I am raising children, I have a job. It would seem impossible for me to maintain 4 hours of silence. And she says, you know, you have a whole lot of questions. And the place to be able to get in touch with the answers to those questions is inside of you. Because, she said, we're all a hologram. The universe is a hologram. And we're all pieces of the hologram. And everything that the universe knows, so do we. But we never stop long enough. It is easier to ask the question than to stop long enough and kind of delve deep, deep, deep enough so that you can unearth the answers. And so she required 4 hours of silence a day, which was a challenge for me. It meant that I had to rearrange my entire schedule. It meant that I woke up 2 hours earlier in the morning so I can hold that silence before the kids woke up. And then I tried to hold 1 hour silence at lunchtime, and then I would get the other hour in somewhere in the evening once the kids had gone to bed. And I think that was one of the most phenomenal things that I have been asked to do by a spiritual teacher in my journey. And as you know, I've had 7 teachers, and so I've been asked to do some phenomenal things, including holding a fast for 40 days. But what I discovered in that silence is that when we can get past the belief systems that have been pumped into us, so to speak, when we can get past the images that we are projecting, we're creating and projecting of ourselves, which we begin to believe, when we begin to recognize that our bundles of habits does not constitute who we really are, it is in that silence as that we begin to feel what's real and what's not. And so I would recommend to you, perhaps not as much as 4 hours silence, but if you feel that you can carry 4 hours silence, that would be wonderful. Even if all you can do is 20 minutes a day, but it is necessary as part of your meditation practices, as that you include periods of silence, as that will allow you to get to the root of the matter and to discover. What I found in that whole exercise, and I carried that for a few years, at 4 hours silence, is that first I would get in touch with the truth of the matter. And then I will find that in my daily walk on the earth and interacting with others, it's almost like the universe will confirm what was fed to me quietly in meditation, because someone will come along and espouse what I have begun to feel in my spirit. Or I may pick up a book, and in reading that book, I'll be guided to confirmation of what begins to surface on the inside. And so I found that holding silence was very, very, very powerful in that first it brought my awareness to when we start holding silence initially, we begin to realize that just because we stop talking doesn't mean that we're in silence. Because there's streams and streams and streams of words and phrases and music, etc., that is still streaming through the mind. And therefore, we have to be patient enough and sit and allow it to stream past until we get to that place of silence. This is why we need to be so consistent with the holding silence. So create for yourself meditation time. Create for yourself silent time, because as you know, sometimes we tend to meditate and place a question or a thought in the middle of the meditation. And there's nothing wrong with that. But in addition to that, we've got to create silent time that will take us into the sacredness. And when we begin to do this consistently, we then begin to benefit from the phenomenal power of song. It's an amazing thing to come out of silence, to come out of self-imposed silence and be exposed to sound, very carefully selected sound, and then sound begins to really have an impact on us at some very, very deep levels. All of life is rhythm. I'll say that again. All of life is rhythm. And again, I would refer you to go back to earlier sessions on Spirituality 101, where I think I did a whole session on rhythm. All of life is rhythm. We're created as human beings. The physical body is created in the rhythm of a man and a woman interacting. That energy is deposited in a sack of water that swish, 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 swishes, and is in motion and in rhythm for 9 moons. Not 9 months, but rather 9 moons. We are pushed into the world with phenomenal rhythm. And then once we get here, we have to immediately get into the rhythm of breathing. That is a rhythm that keeps us alive. There is the rhythm of sucking that helps us to nourish ourselves. And then we begin the rhythm of moving the eyes, movement of the eyes, the rhythm of the hands and the feet. And that continues throughout our life. All of life, everything that is alive in the universe is rhythm. And so when we can get into our own rhythm, and breathing will take us there. Go out and pick up a book on simple breathing practices, so that you begin to learn how to breathe much more deeply as human beings walking the earth, particularly when we are not too ready, or we tell ourselves we're not too ready to go spiritually very deep. We tend to breathe more shallowly. As we begin to breathe more deeply, then we are opening up space on the inside, and we're beginning to burrow through that which is unreal so that we can get to the root of that which is real. So rhythm and sound go hand in hand together. Again, our modern-day philosopher Deepak Chopra tells us that not only is all life rhythm, but we are tied, inextricably tied into the whole universal field by this knowledge and this notion of rhythm and motion and sound. When we work with clients in substance abuse intervention, in this process of reprogramming their life, we expose them to well-selected and well-orchestrated rhythm, which includes, of course, the rhythm and the sounds, the nature and natural sounds of the universe. And when we do that, the sound begin to impact and resonate at many levels on the inside. And sound has the capacity to clear out dysfunction. It has the capacity to lighten us up from the inside out. And so as we journey, as we place our feet on this journey of reprogramming our life, we must recognize that while words are powerful and they translate into rhythm, because whatever language we speak, the way we resonate the words that we speak represents a rhythmic flow and a rhythmic pattern. But we must take responsibility for the sounds that we let into our being. There is out there the notion and the thought that most of us have embraced that we become what we eat. I am of the opinion that more powerfully we are the rhythms that we ingest. So in this journey of healing, in this journey of expanding intelligence, in this journey of growing spiritually, we must take responsibility for the order, the beauty, and the harmony of the rhythms that we take into our being. Call me live on a toll-free number, and let me have your questions. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Spirituality 101.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation. Are there any challenges to your success? You already have what it takes to turn these challenges into results in any area. Find out more when you tune in to The Power of Realism, Why Integrity Matters, with host Jeffrey Canavan. We all deal with adversity and challenges in life and business. We'll talk with those individuals who have faced these challenges and turned them into success stories. By making just a few shifts in your thinking, you too can be one of these success stories. The Power of Realism airs live on Thursdays at 10 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time on Voice America Business. Entrepreneurial Insights is your weekly excursion into the world of business ownership. Presented by Sunbelt Business Brokers, the leading business brokerage and intermediary firm in the world, Entrepreneurial Insights will examine critical issues that impact both existing and prospective business owners. If you own or want to own a small business, listen for Entrepreneurial Insights with John Davies, Pino Bacinello, and Matt Ottaway. Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma. And today I am doing a straight teaching exercise, and we are talking about discussing and examining the possibility of reprogramming our lives with using light and sound. And while I was at the break, I received an email from someone who asked the question, and I thank her for doing this. Why do I think we need to reprogram our lives? And thank you very much for the question. And of course, the answer to that is we live on a three-dimensional. We live in the three dimension, the third dimension right now. The earth is, of course, moving. It is doing what it has been programmed to do. And if you remember before, I said everything in the universe is a hologram. Hologram means that we're all pieces of the same whole, and regardless of how small the piece of that hologram is, it contains everything that is in the universal hologram. So we're pieces of the hologram, and of course, while we're on the third dimension, we tend to get focused and stay focused on three-dimensional ideas, ideals, three-dimensional thinking. Excuse me. And it's necessary at this time for us to respond to the inner implants. If we are here on this planet at this time in this space, when Mother Earth is doing this phenomenal rebirth into the fifth dimension, we chose to be here. It was a choice. Our spirits knew, understood what the benefits were, and many of us agreed, millions of us agreed to be here at this time so that we can facilitate this process. And so therefore, when we came onto the planet, we drank the cup of forgetfulness. That was necessary. People ask, why don't I remember my past lives, etc.? That was necessary to give us the opportunity to really grow into and experience the humanness of this earth. We had to master walking and talking and rhythm and all the basic practices. So we were allowed to drink the cup of forgetfulness so that we can kind of mature into adult beings, human beings. And then once we've done that, the requirement really now is to kind of like get into that lotus that is the spirit and begin to gently and beautifully and softly begin to live from the spirit, where we know everything, we are love, we are joy, we have this phenomenal ability to heal at many, many, many levels. And so there comes a time if we are going to shift into living from the spirit, recognizing and acknowledging and acting like we are spiritual beings who are kind of attempting to have this human experience. And then it will require of us that we have to do some reprogramming. The task of literally growing up to be the height, the size, and the adaptation to the physical world has already happened. It has been established. And now it's time for us to reprogram ourselves into living more fully from the spirit, which is who we are and what we are. And when we can live more fully from the spirit, we can heal ourselves because we've got the information inside of us. When we are living more from the spirit, we can let go of false belief systems, limiting belief systems that may have served us well. It requires of us to let go of these so that all that we are spiritually can come forth. And hence the reason why I talk about getting back into your rhythm, getting into meditation, entering into sacred silence so that we can begin this process of living fully from the spirit where all things are possible. And I hope that answers your question. But to come back to this notion of programming, reprogramming ourselves with light and sound. So first of all, we get into our rhythm. Secondly, we develop some basic spiritual practices like meditation, deep breathing, walking, examining our intentionality, our intention as to what it is we're trying to accomplish. Because, you know, we go through the stages of bringing forth physical manifestation of physical things. And to me, that's almost like practice, practice, practice. That's like being able to play with toys. And then eventually we move or we shift if we're growing to the place where what is spiritual is more important than what is physical. And that comes naturally when we are flowing in our rhythm. And to help us to get there, we need to recognize the need to make better choices of the sounds that we let into our being. Take a good look at your music collection. What do you find there? Stop and really take some time to be silent and examine. You know, I have a son who has now become, I swear, one of my spiritual teachers. And I remembered him coming into my home many, 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 many years ago. And I was listening to some music from the 60s. And he looked at me and he says, "You spend a lot of time listening to music that you like and that you know very well." And I said, "Well, everybody does." And he says, "Well, you can't be a change agent on the planet if you're stuck in the 60s. And he proceeded to pack all of my 60s music and take it away with him to his house. It's very interesting, when I go to visit his house, I'm allowed to listen to the 60s music to entertain myself. But he will not allow any of it in my home because he says, you're a change agent. The music of the 60s was very appropriate for the 60s to move people from where they were to where they needed to be. This is the 21st century, and there are musicians out there who are almost half-starving themselves to bring transformational-level music to us, and we're not really paying attention. So take a look at your music collection. Take a look at the songs that you're ingesting and ask yourself if they are in keeping with the changes that is expected of not only the universe, not only the planet we live on, but the changes that is expected of us. How much natural sounds and rhythm do you have in that collection? Because nature provides us with phenomenal rhythm and sound that impacts our DNA at some very powerful levels. So, begin the reconstruction of your sound library and begin to use well-orchestrated music without lyrics in your meditation. Perhaps begin your meditation with beautiful natural tones from nature, toning the use of bells and instruments to create certain levels of sound is a very powerful way of impacting our DNA. So begin to do some research. Internet is full of information. And begin to add to your collection, in addition to the music that you listen to for entertainment, begin to add to your collection rhythms that are very deep. I find that I work a lot with very serious jazz. I work a lot with classical music. I work a lot with nature and natural songs. And there is music being produced in the world today by musicians specifically to help us to grow spiritually. So look into that and add some of that type of music to your collection. So meditation, you're meditating more. You are breathing more. You are spending more silent time in silence. And when you break the silence, use perhaps the singing bowls or natural songs so that you go into the silence and you still the body. And then you introduce natural songs or rhythms that have been created specifically for coming out of meditation. And you will begin that reprogramming process at some very, very deep levels. What do we do about light? Light is the steward of creation. It has, divine light has created everything that there is in the universe. And so therefore it has the capacity unquestionably to create and recreate in us, in the human spirit, in the human brain, in the human mind. It has the potential and the possibility to recreate and take us into many, many dimensions. So we're going to pause here and just summarize for you. Begin to look at your music collection. Introduce into that collection harmony of natural songs. Introduce into that collection the sound of singing bowls, some of the ancient instruments that are still very powerful in helping us to reach some many, many deep levels. Incorporate a little bit of music into your meditation patterns. Whether you go into meditation with music or you come out of meditation in silence with music. And you will begin to impact the DNA and the spiritual levels and begin to open up, clear space, and open up yourself to higher levels. When we come back, we will talk about light and how we use light to expand consciousness.
Taking you you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation. Goodbye, self-critical. Hello, self-thrilled. Can you define your talent in 6 words or less? Are you using your inner resource, intuition, to teach you how? Listening to Joyce Anderson of Conversations with Yourself will work your intuitive muscle to discover your divine talent. Each week, your host, Joyce Anderson, teaches practices to jumpstart your intuition as your GPS to becoming self-thrilled. From sports to business to music and food, talent is everywhere. Find yours. Joyce and her guests will share their how-to stories on being self-thrilled. Tune in to Conversations with Yourself, Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Channel, and ignite your talent.
Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the 7th Wave Network.
The new home for visionary positive change. 7th Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and I am so glad that you are still with me. And we are talking today about reprogramming ourselves using sound and light in that process. Light is the steward of creation. And if you're still having a problem of understanding or relating to that statement, then I would suggest that you place it in the middle of a meditation. Light is the steward of creation. Light is the steward of creation. And then that information on the inside will begin to rise to help you to see and to understand at multiple levels how true that is. When we can come to know that that is so, then we'll come to know that whatever it is that ails us, whatever it is that we need to change at many and multiple levels of our being, can be very successfully changed using light. So how do we get in touch with this inner light, this divine light, this universal light that is the world? Well, meditation is one beautiful place. Silence is another beautiful place. And I have found personally that when part of my meditation includes sound, beautiful, enriching sound, that my ability, this is what works for me, my ability to see the light behind my eyes became very much clearer. So that I developed meditation practices that started off perhaps with just a little intro of music, and then I would move into silence and be in the silence for whatever my given time is, and then come out of silent meditation and allow myself to be still to the backdrop of music. And I found that then the light, the absolute light of the universe comes flooding in. As spirits here on earth, when we can begin to close our eyes and see the light behind our eyes, we have the ability to use that light as a doctor will use a laser beam. So if you have not been practicing with this, I want you to get into your meditation stance, hold silence in your meditation, introduce, maybe after you've come out of the meditation, you relax to some beautiful music, and you need to listen to different types of music until you find music that really resonates at the level of your soul. And just be silent within the music. Allow yourself to kind of flow with the music with your eyes closed, and wait for that moment when you can feel or sense light behind your eyes. And then see yourself as a doctor would, using your mind's eye to take the light and create a sacred space. We can sculpture a sacred space in the dimensions out there that becomes our own, because it is created by light. And it becomes the place that we can go to when we are in meditation. So I have created a space, and we can just be creative. It can be something that resembles a space on earth here. It could be some place that you've created that is suspended in the universe. It could be some place that you've created that is sculptured within your heart. But that's entirely up to your own choice and how you would like to do it. But getting into silence and being driven by beautiful, beautiful sound, we can begin to sculpture. Sculpture a space, a sacred space that would become ours. And so when we need to, we can take ourselves to this place where we now have the ability to be able to allow ourselves to drop the cares and the memory, the physical memory of this world, and just be absolutely still and quiet in this space. Because as we do, we begin to travel dimensionally. We live on the third dimension. The fourth dimension is the dumping ground. We begin to travel in our meditation through dimensions, and the fifth and the sixth. When we get to the seventh, there is total breakdown, and then we can move to the eighth and the ninth. What is wonderful about that, when we begin to travel in our meditation, is that we bring back with us the phenomenal levels of light that we find in these dimensions or these spaces that we enter that is higher than third dimensional consciousness. So I want you to try this for me. In your stillness, you do your meditation, you come out of your meditation, you put on some beautiful music, whether it's classical music, it's jazz, but please select music without lyrics. The lyrics begins to demand your attention. You're in competition for your attention. But just allow yourself to sit and become totally absorbed in the beauty and the harmony and the rhythm of beautiful music, beautiful chimes, the singing bowls, so that you can absorb. And once we start absorbing a lot of these rhythms, then we take ourselves closer to higher levels of light. And as we take ourselves closer to higher levels of light, we in tune and we intend to travel above this physical dimension. There's a piece of scripture that says we have not because we ask not. And we've kind of like got to upgrade our asking. Please take me to higher dimensions where there is much more light in our meditation. And when we come back from the meditation, we tend to bring higher levels of light that can bring healing to our body, inner peace to our minds and our souls, and allow us to collectively recreate this earth upon which we live, so that we can turn this earth along with Mother Earth into the paradise it was intended to be. remember, walk softly, gently upon the planet. For we each and every one of us argued before the Council of Nine to be here. Now that we've got the opportunity, despite the challenges, be happy, be peaceful. Until next week, God bless.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.